And with the blackout hearings underway, others coming on Iraq, we asked Slate's Andy Bowers to prepare an explainer. The question, is there anything that Congress cannot investigate?
The answer is not really. Whether the topic is September 11th, the dietary supplement ephedra, the effect of online chats on children, or the ImClone scandal that engulfed Martha Stewart, congressional committees have weighed in. They've subpoenaed witnesses and they've grandstanded for the TV cameras. Is this what the Constitution intended? Actually, the Constitution is silent on the matter, although the Supreme Court has not been. The justices have ruled that the power of investigation is so vital to the job of making laws that Congress has the implicit right to dig where it sees fit. But, and it's a crucial but, the court has also warned that Congress can only investigate in the aid of the legislative function. In a case dating from the McCarthy era, the court wrote that Congress cannot simply expose the private affairs of individuals without justification. But in practice, the majority party on a congressional committee can often expose away, assuming it can find some argument for why a given topic is related to lawmaking. It can issue subpoenas to reluctant witnesses and can even throw them in the Capitol jail for contempt if they don't cooperate. Still, the public testimony in a hearing is often more show than substance. Much of the real investigation is done by the committee staff before the hearing ever starts.
Slate's Andy Bowers. If you have a news-related question, send it to daytoday@npr.org and write explainer in the subject line. We'll try to explain.